The Australian Articles, Chapter 4, Perth, the Australian one. We arrived in the dark of night in Western Australia. The level of excitement at finally getting here was momentous. Not dampened in the slightest by the fact that it was at night and we might not actually see anything of the skyline or the surrounding landscape. The dimly lit arrival area was host to a plethora of tour operators or drivers waiting a little bit patiently and looking a little bit bored for the passenger arrivals to finally make it through immigration. Our particular tour, Tigris, introduced herself and welcomed us to Australia. I let that welcome sink in for a few minutes. That we were actually here was truly amazing, and I couldn't help smiling with complete happiness at the reality of this moment. We were directed to a waiting bus and the remaining 17 people who would be joining us. In Singapore, we had yet to introduce ourselves widely to the group, so while some faces were familiar, we wouldn't really know anyone until much further on in this tour. In any event, those who had also undertaken the tour of New Zealand were joining us in Perth, and soon 17 would be 28. I made a couple of mistakes about Perth, or misplaced assumptions perhaps would be a better way of describing it. I believed Perth was on the southern coast of Australia. This particular assumption, despite having a higher geography, I might add, placed the location on the south coast, when in actual fact, it's on the west. Secondly, I thought it would be a bit of a backwater, and once the glimmer of sunrise flickered through the curtains, I realised instantly how wrong I had been. It's a beautiful city, bordered by the River Swan, spotlessly clean and uplifting in every aspect of its being. The Rough Guide to Australia puts the population of Perth around 1.5 million people. Built along the banks of the Swan River, famous for its black swans and wild dolphins, early Western Australian settlers were free. That is, they were not criminals, but those who wanted to relocate to the country. The reality of spending 6 weeks on a boat saw many of those intrepid travellers ditch their hopes of making it to Sydney in Eastern Australia and disembarked in Perth, settling as soon as the boat docked. The large expanse of the Swan River is perfect for boats, canoeing, fishing and a range of water sports, all of which was regularly going on during our visit. The city, built on a grid system, is easy enough to navigate, so a trek around takes no time really. The newly developed Elizabeth Quay is a popular place for visitors, with play areas for the children, and assorted seating, sculptures, cafes and bars for the adults. I love the design and the views and the welcoming feel of the whole area. We were shown the city by bus to help orientate ourselves. Then we were driven the short distance to Fremantle. Now this was a hidden gem. It's quite hip. A university town, with loads of buildings with balconies that reminded me of New Orleans. Beneath were little shops, second-hand bookstores and coffee shops, each one alluring and inviting to everyone except the lion. Along the front, we could take our pick from the coffee shops and cappuccino strip and watch the flood of tourists swarming the streets and browsing the wares on offer. From Frio, as the locals call it, we boarded the Captain Cook and headed west back to Perth via the Swan River. No sooner had we moved off from the wharf when two dolphins emerged from their water and tipped their fins high. I screeched with delight, much to the shock of those seated around me, at seeing these mammals in the wild in the proximity of the boat. But we were unable to snap them as the boat chugged its way hurriedly back towards Perth. Before Fremantle, we stopped momentarily for a paddle in the Indian Ocean at Cottesloe. This small but beautiful sandy beach was littered with families and seniors enjoying the warm weather in the high 30s. The sea ebbing and flowing in the warm golden sands, and me dipping my toes in and feeling like I was 5 years old again. It was just idyllic, and so far Australia was living up to my expectations. On our final day in Perth, we wandered around the city streets, locating London Court, little shops with a Tudor fascia. The lane was gaily swathed in colourful bunting, and little shops and coffee houses bringing a little feel of England with a lot of Australia on offer. It was a lovely place to spend an hour or so idling before striding around the grids of Perth, looking at the buildings and the people before heading back to our hotel. The Tigress had us up early for the next trip to Adelaide, so the cases were packed up, the pictures edited and organised, the family were updated, and we were off on our travels again.